I'm Alan Light on 91.3 WUKY News. If you plan to be downtown for the 4th of July parade, be sure and look for Lexington's Mounted Police Patrol. As WUKY Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman tells us, a lot of time and energy goes into training both these horses and riders.
Lexington's Mounted Patrol has grown steadily from humble beginnings. Just one horse and officer, Officer Taylor and Buck, stabled at the Kentucky Horse Park in 1982, to the current seven horses and riders at the downtown stables on 6th Street.
The 12-acre facility includes a large turnout, around 9 to 10 acres in the back here. Then it's got maybe two or three smaller holding paddocks here, and then maybe a couple acres up here. So it's a 12-stall barn. And here we're standing in our roll call room, and we've got two locker rooms and then our tack room down here.
Sergeant Joseph Eckhart is in charge of the mounted unit, and that includes overseeing the training of the new horses and riders. The horses are a draft crosses, a bigger breed of horse that can carry the weight of an officer for longer periods of time more easily than a slighter horse. The horses are bought or donated to the force with some basic skills and sourced mainly for their suitable temperament, but must be trained for their police work almost from scratch. Likewise, most of the officers have little or no riding experience when they start.
We do a lot of our training in-house. We put them through a 10 to 15 week training academy here. That will teach you how to ride from the ground up.
Most of the officers have been on regular patrol duty for some 15 odd years or more before joining the Mounted Patrol. And right now, the unit has three new horses and four new officers.
And once an officer comes in to the mounted unit, they don't ever really want to leave because it's a lot of fun. I mean, I love my job. And generally, whenever officers come into this unit, actually, I've never met anybody that didn't say that they didn't like or love being in the mounted unit. So, yes, generally when they get here, it takes quite a bit to make them want to go somewhere else.
Eckhart explains a little more of what a police horse and his rider can expect on patrol.
Here we do real riding. I mean, we're down, we go downtown, we go to different neighborhoods and a lot of different areas where the horses are introduced to different things that they wouldn't see in their environment. Big, scary concrete trucks, garbage trucks dumping things, construction zones, people riding bicycles, skateboards, all that stuff. The horse, you're asking them to do that. And in order to do that, you have to have a good relationship and you have to know how to ride.
That's why, similar to the canine unit, each officer is assigned their own horse that they groom and take care of and ride each day.
We do assign one horse, one rider for the specific purpose of developing that relationship. I know him, he knows me. We know each other's strengths, weaknesses, and quirks. And that's just, it works better, especially when you're asking a horse to do a police job.
Officer Scott Lynch has been here 4 years and is the trainer of both the new officers and the horses.
We try to mimic things that the horse may see in the real world on the street. Umbrellas, plastic bags, smoke, fire, manhole covers, grates. So all those things that the horse is naturally not used to in their environment, that we try to teach them what our environment's like.
He's had his work cut out for him recently with the new horses and riders.
If you're going to eat an elephant, you do it small bites. You don't swallow it up. So when we get a new horse in, we'll get the groundwork foundation in. We'll get the obstacle foundation going in the arena. And when you kind of feel like it's the appropriate time, we'll start, as we call it, building their bubble. So their bubble first is the arena here. And then all of a sudden it's outside the gates of the facility, and we'll take another horse. Horses are herd animals, so we'll take another horse to help build him. They feed off of each other. And we'll go out, you know, a block or two blocks and then three blocks and then four blocks. And so you just keep walking an area, and ideally the more you cover that area, the more you go around that area, the more familiar it should become and the more the easier it should become. And you just keep building that that bubble, that circumference, until you've accomplished the task at hand. And by the time you've got a horse down Main Street in Lexington, especially at rush hour traffic, you've probably got one that'll do just about anything you would ask in this job.
Tonight will be a good test of that. Lynch is taking Officer Sean Davis and Yoda to their first Thursday Night Live. He'll be on his experienced horse, Aiden, who he's hoping will give the rookie pair some confidence and guidance.
This is your first Thursday Night Live, too?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Are you nervous?
Yeah. I'm going to say no, because I don't want my horse to know the truth.
Good answer.
We've ridden down here during the day, not with everything going on. I mean, during the day, you've got construction and people out and about, but you don't have the music. That's a little different, larger crowd.
They do so well. Not only do they look awesome, but they behave beautifully too. And it's clear Officer Lynch is proud of both Officer Davis and Yoda, as well as his own horse. Despite the pouring rain, I lose count of the number of people who smile or wave or stop and come to pat the horses and ask questions, something Sergeant Eckhart had anticipated.
The horse is an animal that can bridge gaps.
He's right. Not only are the horses practical, they're also great PR.
Usually the equation is one mounted officer is about the equivalent of 10 officers on foot. So we're great at crowd control. We do patrol just like another just like any other officer. We're great at the public relations thing. People can come up and we have a good interaction. I joke a lot and say it's the only place we have the fire department beat.
You can catch the Lexington Mounted Police on patrol at Thursday Night Live downtown, or at various parades throughout the year, and on patrol regularly in our city. They also work the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event, as well as the Oaks and Kentucky Derby in Louisville, and hold an annual colloquium at the Kentucky Horse Park every fall. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.